Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. This is Lanice Williams here with another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And today I am excited to have the Director of Marketing and Business Development for Town Center, Ms. Shelley Widener. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So we're super excited. Kids are going back to school. It's tax-free weekend. So maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, about the center, about tax-free weekend, all that good stuff.
All right. Well, Town Center at Cobb is located in Kennesaw, Georgia, in Cobb County. And I have been the director of marketing there for 6.5 years. We do about 200 events a year.
Oh, wow.
And we're a very busy, busy mall, busy marketing department. And, we like to serve the community. We're a great family mall. Mm-hmm. We're located right next to KSU. So they're also, some of our big shoppers mm-hmm. and we cater to. So,
to look good in college.
Yeah, definitely. So, this weekend, we have, the Georgia sales tax holiday coming up on Friday today and Saturday. We're open 10 to 10, to give the shoppers more hours to shop this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
And, we have some great things going on, including a huge event called our Back to School Bash, which is 2 to 4 tomorrow in Center Court. We're going to have fashion shows by one of our new tenants, Brooklyn's. They're going to do 2 fashion shows, as well as one of our plus size retailers, Fashion to Figure, is doing the Southeastern Yo-Yo Championship tomorrow as well.
There's a yo-yo championship.
Yes, it is
Who
a qualifier
knew?
For a
wow.
national competition. So that's going to be a fun event from 10 to 7 in the Sears Court as well. Between that and what all of our other tenants have going on and different sales and in-store events, plus saving the tax, it's going to be a great weekend to be at Town Center.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great that you have that fashion show and those other opportunities for your tenants. It's great marketing opportunities for them.
Yeah, they really enjoyed it. A lot of them are very involved, and really see the value in that and, want to get out there, outside of their four walls and get mm-hmm. out into the mall to share with the customers what they have. Mm-hmm. So
obviously great benefits to being a tenant at Town Center.
Yeah. We work very well with them and, they're all our partners. Mm-hmm. So we're there to service them.
Awesome. So can you tell us about some of the new stores that you've welcomed recently?
One that's doing the fashion shows tomorrow, Brooklyn's, is a boutique. This is their second location. Mm-hmm. They had their first location is downtown Woodstock. Mm-hmm. We saw their store down there. I had been in there a few times and, We really thought that they would add a great new element to Town Center, and we were able to bring them over for
awesome.
Their second location. So they've been a great partner so far. They want to be very involved in all of our marketing events, and mm-hmm. They're doing very well. They've got a great store, and the shoppers are really enjoying it.
Awesome. So what are some of the other signature events that you have at Town Center?
Some of the other signature events we do Diaper Derby, which is a baby race in April. Yeah. We hosted our first one of those this year, but that's going to be one of our annual signature events now. The parents really get into that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You have to tell me more. What is Diaper Derby?
It's for crawling babies.
Uh-huh.
And,
It's a race for the babies?
It's a race.
Oh,
yes. And there's several heats
mm-hmm.
and they get through the heats until the final heat. And then, we had trophies for the winners. You'd have one parent on one side and then we have different lanes and then the other parents on the other side. And there was
so cute. A
lot of cheering and it was a customer favorite for
sure. I'm sure. Yeah.
So.
I don't have babies in diapers, but I would want to just come watch. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And then in May, we host Indulge, which is our mom's night out. Mm-hmm. We've hosted that for several years where we have a lot of things for the moms and we do goodie bags. We give them flowers. We have makeovers, different things going on for them. We do our back to school events, which are also very big. And then we do KSU Hootapalooza, which this year will be our
like the owl.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just registered.
It will be our 7th annual event for that. I started this event when I started at Town Center. We are part of KSU's Week of Welcome this year, and that will be on August 25th from 5 to 7. We have a pep rally. They bring in the cheerleaders, Scrappy, the owl, the athletics departments. They have, KSU brings in a lot of different department tables, and we have black and gold window display contest. The tenants really get involved in that and, you know, offer special discounts to the students that week and everything as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And then, you know, we do paint them all pink in October for breast cancer awareness. We work with WellStar, who is our sponsor with that. We also have a Glow Them All Pink 5K race that weekend. We're partnering with Gold Bald for St. Baldrick's Children's Cancer with KSU Fraternity for that, and health screenings and stuff as well. And then we host a huge Santa's Arrival event every year. This year will be on November 1st. We're one of the biggest Santa photo malls in all of Simon, and we get over 20,000 visitors a year to our Santa set. So we have Santa comes in on a sleigh with real reindeer and snow and everything. So
cute. That's got to be another favorite, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. So we understand that you have all these events. You told us a little bit about your back to school event, but what else is going on for this event?
We have different retailers are doing special sales, of course. We have retailers that are having different activities in Center Court. So we will have goodie bag giveaways for the first 150 that sign up for our database.
So come early.
Yes. We got door prizes, and you must be present to win at 4 o'clock for those. Three fashion shows. We have a fashion presentation by Fiore Boutique, braiding bar, makeovers. We have food sampling, all kinds of different things.
Fun. Yeah. So bring the whole family and shop, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Shop till you drop until
you'll
10 p.m.
You'll probably be there shopping anyway, so it'll be just fun to stop by
and
see what we have going on.
So is this tax-free holiday, is it usually a really busy time for the mall?
Yeah, it's almost like Christmas.
It's Christmas in August,
right? Of course, our second busiest time, besides Christmas. But it is truly like the couple weekends before back to school are really busy. I was working last weekend as well, and it was really busy there. But this tax-free weekend, especially when it hits before school starts, is crazy busy time, but fun. So
I'm sure a lot of the people are going to have the opportunity to see some of these great fashion trends during this fashion show. Is it today?
Tomorrow.
But can you tell us about some of these fashions that maybe some of the younger people, not me, but the younger people that are into, you know, a lot of the trends, what's hot for them right now?
What I've been seeing in the stores is a lot of distressed denim, bold colors.
Okay, I can do that. So.
Yeah, the retro look, plaid is in, of course, a lot of the classic looks, a lot of people are going after just their regular, their denim and their basics, to get them. But then there's also, you can get the trendier stuff to mix in, which you can find at Forever 21 and H&M and Brooklyn's, to add into that.
Awesome. So you told us all about the mall, but I want to know a little bit more about you. What do you do as marketing director?
Well, I am in charge of all the events that we do. I, of course, have a great department. I have employees that work for me that help with all of those. But I do that. I'm also in charge of the business development, which is the advertising in the mall. So sky banners, car displays, things like that. I'm also in charge of tenant relations and working with the tenants, making sure that they have everything they need and that, any way that we can help them. And customer relations, I'm in charge of the guest services at the mall and selling mall gift cards and, assisting customers as well. So that, in a nutshell, is a little bit of what I do.
You sound pretty busy.
Yeah.
That's a big nutshell.
It is.
But it sounds like fun.
It is. It's something different every day, which is why I like it so mm-hmm. much and why I've been doing it for so long. It's definitely not boring. Mm-hmm. You get to do different things, you know, every year, mix some different things in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it keeps it interesting.
So what really, I guess, goes into it? People probably behind the scenes, they don't see how much really goes into an event like the back to school tax-free weekend or your Christmas event or the diaper derby. They don't see all of that.
Yeah, it's months of planning for every event, and a lot of times we're planning multiple events at one time.
Oh wow.
So, you know, when we you know, with my employees, we also have interns that help mm-hmm. us, and you know, we're very thankful for them. They do a lot with helping us with the tenants and getting participation for different events. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm lucky to have a staff that I've had for several years. So we're kind of like a well-oiled machine right now, and mm-hmm. we know what needs to be done and when. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a lot of planning and a lot of advance, you know, notice for things. So,
mm-hmm. so how do you, besides Business Radio X, how else do you get the word out about what's going on with the mall when you have different events coming up?
Yeah, social media.
You
know, very
media.
Big into social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, mm-hmm. our website at towncenteratcobb.com. You know, in mall advertising, we have signs and table tents and stuff to let people know, and in PR, and mm-hmm. you know, those are the main ways that we get word out.
And then I'm sure, but especially things like, I'm going to keep saying diaper derby and other things that are annual like that, people look forward to it the next year.
Yeah, they come to expect it. You know, as soon as we know the dates, we try to plan them as far in advance as we can. We start getting the word out for those so people know when. I know, like, for Mom's Night Out, I see, like, the same women there every year.
Like
they
look, thank you.
They look forward to it. So, and they're really excited about it. So it's fun to see those people come back year mm-hmm. after year. And then we also have a kids program at Town Center, which is called Kidgets.
That's cute.
And it's, you know, for mostly ages 2 to 10. Mm-hmm. But we have about 1,300 Kidget members at our
wow.
mall, and we do monthly events for them. And every month you see the same families there with their kids. Like mm-hmm. they look forward to the event. So it's a lot of fun, you know, and to see those loyal shoppers coming back mm-hmm. all the time. So,
and it's a good feeling to know that it's not just a place to shop. You know, like you said, people see the same faces over and over again. So it's more like a family-oriented type space. It's not just come and shop and leave, sounds like.
Yeah, we do a lot with the community and for the community. We work with a lot of nonprofit organizations to host events and different things in our center. You know, mm-hmm. we really want to be a community center. So we do a lot for that and, you know, to promote that at Town mm-hmm. Center.
Awesome. So if our listeners want to know more about what's going on this weekend for tax-free weekend, back to school, or any of the other events, or just about Town Center in general, how can they find out?
Well, you can go to our website at towncenteratcobb.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Town Center at Cobb, and search for us. Mm-hmm. Those are the best places to look for information. You could also, anytime you're at the mall, sign up for our email blasts and text messages at guest services. And that way you'll get notice for every event that we're doing beforehand, and you can come out to the mall then. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
I'm about to leave the studio and head to Town Center Mall.
All right.
Back
well,
to school.
I'll beat you there, maybe.
Probably. Because I have to move a little slower since I have kitties with me. So yeah, I won't be able to move as fast as you. But thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So this is Lanice Williams, and I'm signing off on another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.